We're following today's European Union summit in Brussels, with the UK scheduled to leave the EU in just 8 days. EU officials say they will likely grant Britain a short delay in its departure from the bloc if Prime Minister Theresa May can win support for her Brexit deal in Parliament. She has failed to do that twice and is expected to try again next week. Here's May speaking last night before she left for Brussels.
This delay is a matter of great personal regret for me. And of this, I am absolutely sure you, the public, have had enough.
Earlier today, I spoke with David Lammy, a Labour Party member of Parliament, and asked him if Theresa May gets the delay she's asking for, would he be able to do what he wants to do, offer the British people a second vote on Brexit?
We need in Parliament a long extension. We need to work through if there is a deal to be found, and that will take some time because Theresa May excluded so much that should have been included. And of course, it may well be, as I have been saying and many of us have been campaigning for, that to bring our country back together, we need to ratify that deal. If people like the deal, they can vote for it. But in a sense, for those who don't like it, they can have the option to remain within the European Union. And it's that that's gathering momentum, because the polls are showing that if we held a referendum today, Remain would win by 57%. And that's entirely why Theresa May, who has become hostage to the hard right of her party, people like Boris Johnson, Jacob Rees-Mogg, and frankly Nigel Farage, are now really running the country. That's why they don't want the extra time. And that's why parliamentarians were so offended in Parliament earlier in the week when she indicated that she wanted an extension, but she couldn't really say what the purpose was for, other than to put her deal back to us for a third occasion, when, of course, we will reject that deal. And the Speaker was quite right to say, look, you can't keep bringing your deal back to Parliament in this way.
If the deal is rejected again, though, it sounds like the most likely outcome would be crashing out of the European Union. Is that your sense?
Well, that's the course we are set on. That would be disruptive, deeply disruptive for the UK, for the European Union, I might say globally. It would have effect in the United States as well. It's a catastrophic decision. And I think that what we will see next week is that Theresa May's deal does not go through, because actually now even people in her own party are upset on the basis of her speech last night, which was so unpopular. So it won't go through. I suspect that she will resign. That is the right thing to do. And if she doesn't resign, I would expect people in her own cabinet to push her from office next week. We will then be into a leadership race in the Conservative Party. And the European Union, I suspect, will give us the long extension that we need. The only other way to deal with this, of course, is to have a general election. But it's quite clear to me that Theresa May will not be standing as the leader of the Conservative Party in that general election. So we would need time for the Conservatives to pick a new leader. But it's going to be a big week in politics next week. It will be no resolution to whether Britain is actually exiting the European Union. We will have to do everything in our power to ensure that we do not crash out with no deal.
But it sounds like you're taking a pretty big risk there, because if what you're saying doesn't happen, then the alternative would be to crash out with no deal.
This is the most extraordinary game of poker that I've ever seen played at an international level. We have a prime minister that has set us on a course with the hard right of her party that, yes, would see us crash out with no deal if she doesn't get her deal through. But the overwhelming will of Parliament is to stop no deal. Parliament voted last week to stop no deal. And I suspect that the European Union will assist us in ensuring that we don't crash out with no deal in the event that Theresa May is unable to get her deal through. But look, it's right down to the wire. And so your listeners in Las Vegas will be able to tell me what their prediction is.
They're probably placing bets right now. David Lammy, Member of Parliament for the Labour Party, joining us from London. Thank you so much.
Thank you.